Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, y'all. This is Jared here. We got Adam and TJ doing a new sports show called The Closers. So y'all stay tuned. Adam and TJ will be in just a minute. I'm producing, so it's going to be a great show. It's going to be all different kind of sports. Okay, you there? Okay. So, got it figured out. So, what it is, so I'll mute myself and y'all can do your show. Just go through your thing. This is Adam here. He's going to be doing the show with TJ, talking about all kinds of sports, and take it away from here.
All right, y'all. Hope you guys had a great weekend. My name is Adam, and I am one of the hosts here on The Closers. We are going to cover an array of things. We will cover the NFL, the NBA, MLB, MMA, some NASCAR. We might throw a little tennis, a little cricket, a little polo in there. You just really never know, I guess. But we are going to cover the AFC and NFC championship games first to start this episode one. So waiting on TJ to join in with us, and we will get this party started. Like I said, I hope you guys had a good week, good weekend. Everything's going great. I want to give a big shout-out to Jason for giving me this opportunity to do this podcast, TJ on here. Big shout-out to Jared that's behind the scenes producing the show. Big shout-out to them guys. Currently, we are waiting for the Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers to end. The San Francisco 49ers are currently up 34-24. They have fought their way back. They were down 17 at one time, and they couldn't get anything going. And then next thing you know, they're winning by 10. So but Jared Goff is currently 17 of 32, 196 yards. They are on the 25. Two minutes and 55 seconds remaining. While that game finishes up, it's 3rd and 6, 2 minutes and 38 seconds. They're going to need this, and they convert. They get the first down, 2 minutes and 30 seconds, 1st and 10. Laporta's got 7 receptions for 76 yards. another first down. They're on the 49-yard line. 2 minute warning coming up. So I guess we'll just finish this game out and then we'll get into recapping both games. Who is this?
TJ.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
All waiting for this game here to finish up. We've got 2 minutes left on this one.
I don't think the Lions are going to pull it out.
You know, that's probably not a bad money bet at the moment. Not a bad money bet at all. You know, I can't believe, we'll get into this more here in a bit, but I just can't believe they gave up that 17. That 17, you know, they were up 17, and they were just, you know, a well-oiled machine working, and then next thing you know, they run into a wall and, you know, tail of two halves, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that, you know, it's a shame too if they end up, you know, losing this game because of how good of a season they've got. They haven't been to the AFC Championship but one time, and I think that was in '91. Trying to get to their first ever Super Bowl for guys like Barry Sanders, you know, Megatron, and so many other greats, you know, that were there that you know, not even a couple few years back, you know, they were 0-16.
They're the only team in the Super Bowl era that has not been to the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Did not know that little piece of information. I do believe since – oh, I guess – go ahead. Sorry.
The 49ers have scored 27 unanswered points.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough, you know. You're talking about expansion or the 49ers. The Lions not being there in the Super Bowl era.
Yep.
But I think it's the Texans haven't been, which they're an expansion team or you know, relocated team, whatever you want to call it. And can't think of the other one. I think there's four total. I have to look that up. I think there's four total that haven't been. They convert right after the commercial break on the 2 minute warning. It's a minute 50 left. They complete a pass to Reynolds. They're on the 27.
Well, he finally caught one. Yeah, he's had a couple key drops.
Another pass completed to Laporta, second down. Oh, no, they're saying he was out. Minute 30. Minute 37 seconds. So, no, they said it is in, so it's second. Second, two to go, 137. They're on roughly the 18 in the red zone. Another completed pass up to the 9 yard line. Minute 27 ticking. They have not used a timeout, they have all three. I'm not sure why they're not using a timeout, but whatever.
They want to get
in. No timeout.
Run fast.
We have a Lions touchdown. Oh, no, they're marking it. I think they're marking him a little bit short.
Yeah,
oh, they're marking him. Okay, good call right there. Two yards. He stepped out the 2 yard line.
Ooh.
A minute 10, second goal. They need this right here. Scrambling, threw it away. Minute 5, third and goal. If you guys are wondering, yes, we are in the fourth quarter.
Yep, fourth quarter. Time's just ticking away.
Yep, they got timeouts remaining. San Francisco has two. Detroit has all three. And I hope you guys can hear us both well. This is, like I said, our first episode. So if it seems like we're kind of all over the place a time or two, well, probably because we are.
Yeah, we got a fourth and goal coming up.
Oh, they stuffed them.
They got
some big-time minutes. They got a mint on the money. They used their first time out.
Dan Campbell, since he's entered the league, has went for it the most on fourth down and has got it the most on fourth down.
I love that guy.
He rolls the dice, man.
He had them boys playing all season, and this Niner team has bounced back after the first half. I mean, just wild. It was 24-7, I do believe, at halftime, was it not?
Yes, it was.
And just a, you know, it's not over till it's over. I mean,
I know, man.
Dude, this guy being oh, touchdown.
Lions are on the board.
The receiver, I do believe, Jameson Williams was the receiver. It looks like he might be hurt.
Now,
was he the last pick? Was Brock Purdy the last pick in the draft or the last quarterback pick?
Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. He was
the okay. So not only was he the someone had said something about being the last quarterback, and I thought it was the last pick, but well, 31-34, San Francisco's up with 56 seconds. Each team has two timeouts. Clearly have to onside this, and or what do you think? People do crazy things. You think you kick it away and hope he's hold him for with two timeouts?
I'd onside it and risk it, and you just got to get three stops. You got two timeouts, and you can get the ball back with a little under 20 seconds left.
Yeah, them having to use that one timeout was tough.
I mean, you see what Patrick Mahomes did with 12 seconds, so anything could happen.
They are lined up to onside. They are lined up to onside, 56 seconds. Did the 49ers burn a timeout? Yes.
Detroit is 0-3 this season on onside kicks.
I thought this game would be, you know, they were saying the team that gets to 30 would win this game, and I kind of believe that. But I thought it would be back and forth the entire time. I didn't think San Francisco would be down that many and come all the way back and be up 10 and now forcing the Lions to not. I mean, just it just didn't seem, you know.
Yeah. Kyle Shanahan went
into
locker room at halftime and made one heck of an adjustment.
Do we have a new caller on the line?
No callers. But
they failed the two-point conversion. The onside kick did not.
It looks like there's a flag on.
Seconds. Wonder what this is on. Oh, illegal touching?
Yeah, illegal touching.
Ball's got to go 10. The ball has to go 10 before.
He dove for it right with a ball, maybe at 8, 9 yards. And I tell you what, you can't take nothing away from these Lions.
No, they had a great year, great for their franchise. You know, if they end up not, you know, pulling this out, I mean, they should be very proud of their fan base. Everybody thought that Campbell would have that team turned around and playing, but I don't think a lot of people thought it'd be this quick.
No. His first season, he went 3-13-1. That was in 2021. 2022, he went 9-8, and now they're 12-5. That's just unbelievable.
In their second NFC game, championship. And for those that are, you know, tuning in, we're going to be about a 60-minute show, 90 minutes possibly, but that, you know, so if you guys are wanting to call in, you know, just letting you know, we're not going to be on here 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, you know. If you guys got questions or want to debate what we are talking about, call in. We'll be on here every Sunday at 8:30 Central. If something comes up to where we won't be, then we'll, you know, of course, talk about it.
Am I live on air?
Yeah. Who we got?
Well, this is Chris, a fellow teammate of yours. Welcome to the 110 Nation family. I'm pretty sure this is y'all's first night on the air, but y'all just talk about sports, man. That's what brought you here, you know, your love and passion for the games that are played on the TV set. And, you know, one of the best advice I could ever give people is when you're doing this, just talk sports to your buddy. Like, that's what you got on the other line, right? You got your buddy there. And y'all get dig deep into it. And, man, if you say something crazy, it's all good, man. We only recorded and played about 10,000 times for everybody to click onto our clickbait. But, you know, no, not really. We don't even do that. But you guys just get comfortable with it, you know. Don't worry about making mistakes. Talk about sports, man. That's what we do. And if you want to talk about something else, well, you know, Mr. CJ Sports, he gives us the power to talk just about whatever we want. You know where the guidelines are. You know what's too far and what isn't.
Right.
But, man, what a great night to kick off a new show here at the 110 Nation, inviting you guys to be part of this family. You know, here we are, two great football games that have been played today. We get a rematch with, I guess, Kansas City and San Francisco. I was hoping the Lions would get in, but you were talking about the Lions here a minute ago. You know, Dan Campbell made the mistake right there with not kicking that field goal. You don't not put points on the board. And you know, Dan's trying to establish himself, and he's done a hell of a job at bringing the Lions back. But, you know, that's a tiny mistake made, right? Because they got the touchdown. If they had got that touchdown, just think about it. The game would be tied right now. And we'd probably
Absolutely.
Be going into overtime. So it's just – you know, but you play your whole season, and unfortunately, it's just like the old Brett Favre interception to end the game. I mean, that's just, you know, if you could take it back, I bet he would. But he's teaching his team to be warriors, and, you know, we've seen that tonight. We've seen warriors out on that football field. But, you know, Brock Purdy, man, he's going to go challenge the GOAT, the future GOAT, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, think about what I just said, guys. Think about what I just said. The GOAT, right? I mean, here we are coming off the cusp of Tom Brady retiring. And now Patrick Mahomes going to how many freaking Super Bowls now? He hasn't even been around 6 years. I'm gonna give the mic back to y'all. But y'all have fun. I'm going to listen in. get this party started, boys. Welcome to the club.
Hey, we appreciate the love. We really do. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it, man. I'm sold on Brock Purdy. Oh.
Yeah, he's making believers out of people. I mean, what's not to like about the kid, you know? It's just crazy. It just goes to show, you know, whether you're first or you're last, I mean, you take what's given to you. And, you know, I mean, to be the last pick and he's going to the Super Bowl. Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
And
you know,
that's wild.
And Tom Brady was a late-round draft pick, too. So, and he
right.
went on to excellent things for the game of football.
Yeah. It's crazy. And, you know, so that game wrapped up 34-31. I believe his name was Chris. He made a good point. You got to get points. Same thing with the Ravens. Earlier, but we'll get into that game here just in just a second. So we'll rewind a little bit. The first game tonight, you know, was Kansas City. They played the Ravens. You know, on that game, what were your biggest takeaways on the Kansas City Raven game?
My biggest takeaway is it didn't go anything like Lamar wanted it to. I think the Ravens came in and just overlooked the Kansas City team.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt at times it was – go ahead, sorry.
And so Kansas City put that defense on them, put that spy on Lamar. And, I mean, you can only do so much.
Yeah, I felt like he would run – he would run at times when he didn't have to, and then the other way back around. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He had a couple guys, like OBJ, that was clearly there, and he would just run it. And the pocket awareness, in my opinion, he did not have at all. His pocket awareness was all over the place. And I'm sitting here, you know, watching. I'm like, you know, being the good armchair quarterback that I am, right? And I'm like,
yeah.
If you got your buddy – bouncing back into you. He's not just bouncing back into you to be like, hey, what's up, man? What are we having for dinner later? He's getting shoved that way. Like,
yeah.
Your pocket's close. Like so, and it just seemed like the awareness was all over the place. I do like Lamar Jackson. You know, I just, you know, because him and Josh Allen have got to figure out how to get it together late in these season games, right? You know, because he's going to probably unanimous MVP, right? But here we are. He, you know, gets beat, you know, 17-10, you know, to good old Mahomes. But the Chris says that, you know, the former GOAT, or not former, but the GOAT possible. You know, Tom Brady retiring, he's going to, you know, his fourth, you know, the 4 out of 5 Super Bowl, where, you know, I think he's got, in order to be in the GOAT conversation, let me ask you this. How many Super Bowls do you think he has to win to be in the GOAT conversation? Because a lot of people don't just give it to Tom. Some people still give it to Montana. Some people give, you know, they give it to Bradshaw, you know, because these people are, you know, the big thing was 4-0, you know. So what do you think? How many Super Bowls?
I think he's already there, to be honest with you. He ain't even hit – how old is he?
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, how old is Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, how old is that dude? Is he 30 yet?
I don't even think he's 30.
He got drafted in 2017, I do believe.
He is 28 years old. Going to
28. I was fixing to guess 27, but
he's 28 years old, going to his fourth Super Bowl in 5 years.
Right. Yeah, but see, I'm gonna disagree with you, because if you want to talk about people going to Super Bowls, it, you know, Jim Kelly went to 4, didn't win one. He went to four straight. And I'm pretty sure he wasn't very old when he did that.
No. But Patrick
and I don't
Mahomes
think anybody considers him the GOAT. Do what?
Pats went to four and won two.
No, for sure. And I understand. Right. But what I'm saying is just going there, you know, like I think you got to get wins if you're going, which he does have two. So I think he's got to get at least four. He's got to win four. And then you can start putting him in those categories.
He's just a different player in the playoffs. That Kansas City team is night and day compared to regular season. They're playing like a totally different team right now.
Yeah. Andy Reid has – I mean, Andy Reid won his 25th playoff – or, you know, so to Belichick, right? Like, I mean, Andy Reid – is a GOAT himself. I mean, he's got a team playing. They struggled along the season. They weren't that high explosive, you know, team of the old, right, when they were putting up 35, 40 points on average, and but they were also giving up 30 then too, right? They had a defense this year that, holy cow, bailed them out of a lot of games, in my opinion, when the offense couldn't get on the right page. So they start clicking at the right time, you know, week 14, 15. And here, you know, like you said, you brought up a great point. Then boys show up in the play, you know. I'm not a Kansas City guy. Don't get, you know, even though I'm in Missouri. you know, I'm a Bronco guy, you know. So, but I will give credit where it's due, yeah. Mahomes played good. He was 11 for 11 for his first 11 passes, you know. He was Rich Gannon. He was tied with Rich Gannon for consecutive passes in a playoff game.
I've seen that.
Ain't heard that name in a minute, have you?
Hello.
Good old hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
This is Tony.
Tony, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, is this the famous roadie, Tony?
Yeah. So, I got to say something.
Go ahead.
So, what do y'all think about Kirby Smart turning down the Atlanta Falcons head coach?
I didn't even know that.
Turned down the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Blank's to be a head coach for the Atlanta Falcons. He said he got some unfinished business to do at Georgia. Plus, he said that plus he just got a bigger raise from Georgia.
I thought, okay, yeah. So at first I thought you said, what did we think about Kirby Smart being the head coach at the Falcons? And I was
turned it down.
Yeah, he turned it down. Right, right. That's why I was confused. I was like, I wanted to make sure I heard you right. Yeah. Hey, I'm glad he stayed at Georgia. You know, even though, you know, way to come up and throw a curveball to us there, Mr. Tony, and because we're on the FC Games. But, hey, we'll talk about that. I think that that's a good decision for him to stay. He's probably got a little bit of a taste in his mouth after, you know, this season. He's not proving anything if he comes to the NFL. He's making good money in college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Georgia sucks, but whatever. We're just not going to go there. But the Falcons, though, bouncing back to that, though, the Falcons, you know, they got a decent head coach.
Yeah, they got a new head coach now, which I'm excited about it. Like, I'm excited to see what the new coach is going to be like.
They got offensive coordinator Zach Robinson followed Raheem Morris. A lot of people are stoked for that for Raheem Morris. He's been in the league for a while. He's put his time and dues in, and I liked a lot of the coaching hires that had happened. I think this is, as far as I can remember, this is the most coaching vacancies that, I mean, in forever. And they hired new people that have been, it wasn't just going and grabbing these people that, say, have been analysts that used to be coaches. They were trying to, you know, entice them to come out of retirement. And I like it, you know. And I don't think Belichick's going to land a job. I don't think Belichick's, you know, a lot of people thought people were going to be like, oh, Belichick, he's available. I was calling it the entire time. I don't think there'll be a lot of people wanting him.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
with the between the Lions tonight and the 49ers, the Commanders have found their new head coach and offensive coordinator of the Lions, Ben Johnson. And I think that's a really good move for the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you,
they're a team that could be scary.
Yeah.
What did you say, Tony?
Who do y'all hope win the Super Bowl?
I'll let TJ answer that first.
You know what? I'm putting my money on the 49ers.
49ers. Yeah, because you asked who do we hope? Well, I'm not hoping Kansas City wins. I mean, clearly they're in, you know, my team's division. So, because then I got to hear from that from all my, you know, friends and stuff that are Chiefs fans. So, I, you know, I'm going to pull for the Niners. It's, you know, I know the Niners were just there not long ago and stuff, but they weren't able to get the job done. They got this quarterback that was picked last. How do you not root for a guy like that, right? How do you not cheer for a guy like that to win? Just like the Lions, you know, I was a coin flip. It didn't bother me who went, you know. I was wanting a Ravens-Lions, but I think this Niners-Chiefs, I think Niners-Chiefs is going to be, I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I think it really is, too. I think it really is, too, and my driving point to me wanting the Niners to win is Christian McCaffrey is one of the best running backs in the NFL, hands down. And he was stuck in Carolina in a bad situation out there, and now he's on a legit team to win him a Super Bowl ring. He deserves a ring.
Yeah. But you also got to look at this. Kansas City Chiefs actually made it to the Super Bowl, too. A couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, a couple. Hell, they've been to flash four out of five. they're kind of like, you know, that good old annoying Alabama. They're either in it, they're in it, or they win it, right? Like, good old Patriots, what they were doing, they were in it, or they would win it. Like, I mean, it's like, you know. The Kansas City Chiefs have been representing the AFC.
And bringing up the Patriots, what about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have the chance to do something back-to-back wins in the Super Bowl since Tom Brady did it 20 years ago?
No, yeah, for sure. That they tried that before. That's what people, I think, get confused on, how hard that is to do. I believe the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Broncos, and the Patriots are only four teams to go back-to-back, to win back-to-back. So
yep.
To get in that kind of company, you know, that's saying something. That is for sure saying something. I think we got a new caller coming in, Lou from New Jersey.
Correct.
I believe. Lou, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, long time listener, but first time actually getting through to this number.
So, yeah. What was your biggest takeaway from the game today?
Well, to be honest, the Lions choking. I mean, you're up 17-0. The game was in the bag, and the 49ers just found a way to win. And I think the defense was just too weak, and 49ers offense just, you know, showed up at the right time, or should say the wrong time for them, and they pulled it out. Is the Lions cursed? I mean, they have been waiting so long to get there. They had a chance to win it, and they just bombed out.
Right. I was thinking the same thing as that talk was going down. That the clock.
I mean, 17.
It was just,
I mean, you have to give the Detroit. I mean, they've been waiting for so long. They were a hungrier team, and the hungrier teams, of course, you know, will make an effort, of course, to win. And it looked like they were on there, and then all of a sudden in the third quarter, they just collapsed. What did they do, forget to show up at the half?
Yeah.
Well, they just stayed
there. Yeah, it was a tale of two halves.
I'll say.
That was on there in the first half. Locker room.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of some other games of the past that, you know, have been like that. Of course, referring to the Super Bowl where the Falcons choked and then the Patriots, what's his name, of course, spoiled that.
They were up 24 in that one, weren't they?
Yeah, at the half. And then all of a sudden the third quarter. Either Atlanta fell asleep or the Patriots would have some hell of a pep talk in the locker room.
I'm going with the first option.
So would I.
Yeah. It's crazy how you go into halftime. Some of these teams that, you know, in a lot of different types of sports, you know, you go in at halftime, either you up, down, whatever, how you come out in the second half. It's unbelievable, especially in college football. So it's –
yeah.
I don't know. They took their foot off the pedal, Lions did. I don't know.
They did.
Because they were dominating the game. They were hands down, nothing they could do.
Yeah, at halftime, I was like, you know, it's like so sure of myself. Well, maybe a little too sure of myself, but I thought the Lions had it in the bag. But then, Fortinaires, of course, got the ball to start the second half, and that's what gave them the momentum, because when they, you know, scored that field goal, like, okay, this could be something here, and then all hell broke loose.
Yeah, and Chris made a good point with the caller earlier that got on. He, you know, you got to get points when you're able to get points. You got to get points.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I understand going for it every time. I get that, but Dan Campbell, he's the gambler. He gambles all the time. And I would have took the
– I like that, though. I like what he does. I mean, because he's taking chances, you know, even though people may not agree with the decision he makes. But, you know, you have to admire his guts. I mean, I do. You know, the calls he makes, you know, say if the game was, like, within 3 points, instead of going to the field goal, no, we're going to go for the win. Or if, like, you know, down by six, and trying to extra points. Nope, we're going for two. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you got to admire his tenacity with that. I do. I admire
Right.
Guts.
I do, too, because, like I said earlier, since he's entered the league as the Lions head coach, he's went for it the most times and got it the most times out of any head coach.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it doesn't always work, but that's a chance you take. I mean, you know, it's about taking a risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like in the Kansas City Ravens game.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
You had the same scenario in the Ravens game. You have opportunity to get points, and you know, they don't. Like, that game could have been, you know, 21-17, or it could have been 17-17, but they fumble the ball, they throw a pick. It's like you're forcing the ball in the end zone. You throw a triple coverage ball. Lamar throws the ball into triple coverage. I don't know why he thought that guy was – just because he threw his hand up like I'm open. It's like, dude, what are you – like, what? There's no way he's open. They wanted a pass interference call, and it's like, well, it's 5 yards short of him, so not a catchable ball. You can't ask for a bailout when it was a bad play. I mean, that's just – like I said, that was a changer as well. Flowers fumbling the ball into the end zone. You know, it's just boneheaded after, you know, like I said, they those two things right there, the pick and the fumble, that wins them the game.
Yeah. I thought when Flowers had a touchdown, you know, I think, you know, they were on their way because nobody expected the opening to be like that. You know, it looked like a surefire win. I thought maybe – now, I actually did think that it was going to be a much competitive game. I mean, judging from the first half, though, it didn't look like it. But the second half of the game – you know, it turned out exactly what it was going to be, a close-knit game. Could have been a little bit more high-scoring, but generally it went the way I thought it was going to go in the second half. Nobody expected the way it was going to be in the first half.
Yeah, Kansas City hasn't been putting up, you know, points like they have in the past, the last several games.
No.
I don't know if they've gotten past 24 points in forever. I think they better get their – I think they better get their game together, because the Niners are going to come and they're going to put up 25 to 30 on you.
Yeah.
Even though Kansas City's defense is playing – but they were hurt today, too. They didn't have their linebacker, Gary or Gray. I can't remember if it was William Gary or Gray. He was the guy that had the job to spy Lamar Jackson. Well, then when they announced he couldn't go, they were like, well, what are they going to do? And that's the thing that amazed me with the Kansas City's defense. They didn't rush hardly ever more than the front four or maybe a five, and at the most was six. And they just got back there, and the offensive line for the Baltimore crumbled.
It's just awful.
And
Zach
Flowers, he ain't going to get far in the NFL if he keeps doing stupid stuff like he did today, taunting and costing the team 15 yards.
Mm.
That was huge, too.
That was a big bonehead move.
Was that not on the same drive? Did he not get the taunting thing then he fumbled it on the line?
Yes, that was on the same. I mean, like, you're going to talk the guy and then fumble it right before you get to the end zone. But then go to the sideline, throw your little temper tantrum and hurt your fingers and had to get them taped because you slammed your hands on your helmet.
You big wuss.
I mean, acting like that, it ain't going to get you far at all.
Yeah. What a wimp.
That brings me back up to the point where Cam Newton and the Denver Broncos were in the Super Bowl, and Cam Newton didn't get anything to work for him, and he was throwing that temper tantrum in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Cam Newton's still having nightmares of Von Miller from that game.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure.
Him coming over and hurting his hand, cutting it, you know, it's like, you know, you get the frustration, you get the competitiveness and stuff like that, but you weren't, you know, like I said, that's a play there, the one that he threw the pick in, like I said, you're getting at minimum, you're getting 3 points out of those possessions, and they walked away with nothing and lose the game by, you know, seven, you know. Numbers-wise, they weren't, you know, Patrick Mahomes was 30 of 39.
Yes.
He had 241, one touchdown, no picks.
77% completion.
Yeah, he didn't have this, you know, big, huge 400-yard game like normal. He was just, you know, third down, I'm thinking, well, third down's coming. They're going to go Kelsey or they're going to roll out and go to Pacheco. What they do almost every time, Kelsey, third down man. It's like what in the world? They did get away with an illegal pick, though, on that Kelsey, that big one that he got in the second half. There was a pick play that they got away with.
See, he had that big touchdown very first drive. What a catch for a tight end, man. What a catch.
Yeah. He had 11 receptions for 116, an average of 10.5, one touchdown. He had a big game. Pacheco, 24 carries, 68 yards, one touchdown. Rice was, you know, 8 receptions, 46. You know, I think they only had, going up until the last few minutes of the game, they only had like 46 second-half yards. To the Ravens had over 200. And it's like they didn't have any points in the they didn't have any points in the second half. So they had two quarters to win the game, and you don't?
Yeah. And you don't.
So, Lou, who do you got in the Super Bowl then?
Well, my Super Bowl picks are now both out, so they lost today. But I think I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Comparing the two games, yes, I agree 100%. Comparing the two games, taking the fact that I don't want to see Kansas City win it, to take that out of it, comparing the two games I watched today, the 49ers, that grit and the wow. You know, some people might say, well, the Lions actually, if, you know, Campbell, if he doesn't gamble, then, you know, they might. No, I think that Niners team, I think that they, you know, yeah, I think they might get it done. You know, because Bosa, everybody forget, Bosa had two sacks in the first half.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Bosa one side and Chase Young on the other, and then you got Fred Warner right there in the middle. It's a nasty front.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
But it should. I think it should be a very good game, though, to be honest.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I really do.
I could be wrong, but I do see it, you know, because I do see this as another highly competitive game, and I think it's going to turn out to be that way.
I'm hoping for a good game. I really am. I'm
Anything
hoping for
is
a good game.
Anything 13-3 game back in 2020, whatever it was. Oof. That game was miserable.
Yeah. Tony, you still with us, or did you hang up? Tony must have hung up. I was going to ask him his opinion on something, but he must have left.
Was that the previous caller?
Yeah, yeah, he was on here.
Right. Yeah.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
How could you go from Mr. Irrelevant? Well, there you are, Tony. How can you go from Mr. Irrelevant to Super Bowl starting quarterback in 2 years?
Hey, listen here.
That's just insane.
Hey.
Yeah, Nick Bosa finished with 2 sacks. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm ready. I'm ready. Well, I hope Kansas City Chiefs put a whooping on.
So you're going with the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice. Fred Warner led the Niners with nine tackles. He had 4 assists. Just running down some numbers. Brock Purdy was 20 of 31, 267, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Christian McCaffrey was 20 carries, 90 yards, 4.5 average, 2 touchdowns. Brock ran it 5 times for 48. Elijah Mitchell, 4 carries, 7, 1 touchdown. Debo was quiet. Or no, that's rushing, my fault. He had three rushes for 7. Debo had 8 receptions for 89 yards. He was the guy that kind of stood out. Christian McCaffrey had 42 receiving yards. That guy, McCaffrey, man, he's all over the place. They put him in different positions, and he just shows up. You know, they had a – you know, it was a good game. They're kicking Jake Moody. He was 2 for 3.
Yeah.
He missed that one in the beginning, and I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be a long game. And he found his rhythm. The Lions, Jared Goff was 25 of 41, 273, 1 touchdown, no picks. Montgomery had 15 carries on 93 yards, 1 touchdown. They had 3 different running backs to get a touchdown. Gibbs and Williams all scored a rushing touchdown. Laporta was 9 receptions, 97 yards.
Yeah.
St. Brown was 7 of 87. Williamson was their lone receiver touchdown. Malcolm Rodriguez was 5 tackles,
amazing.
1 pick.
I just got to say, y'all have an amazing show.
Appreciate it, Tony.
Hey, you know, this is our very first one, so, you know, we hope we keep it, keep getting, you know, it gets better each time. I know we're kind of all over the place right now, and that's fine. I think it's kind of good. I think I like it. I like how we're just kind of winging it.
Hey,
yeah, definitely.
You did go for the first night.
You know what? I just read an interesting fact too. Brock Purdy is now 6-1 against number 1 picks in the draft quarterbacks.
Wow.
He seems to be like the number one pick quarterback killer. That's crazy.
Team stats on that game was pretty, man, the Lions was 442 to the Niners 413. Passing yards was 260 to 258. Rushing yards was 182 to 155. They both were 6 of 12 from third down efficiency. They were 0 for 1 fourth down efficiency on the Niner side, 1 for 3 on the Lions side. Both gave up 2 sacks, 2 punts to 1 punt, 1 fumble lost and 1 pick. Possession was 32 minutes on the Niners to 27 on the Lions. I mean, that's 2 halves. I mean, that's just – the Niners did all that in 1 half.
Yeah, because I think what –
you know.
Second half, they barely had over 100 yards.
Yeah.
All in all, 2 real good games today.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. Too bad, though, that the results for me didn't turn out the way they wanted to.
Yeah, I had the Ravens and the Lions going.
Yeah,
you know, that'd have been cool. That, you know, they Ravens just got to get together. You know, clicking over on their stats. Lamar Jackson, 20 of 37, 272, 1 pick, 1 touchdown, plus a fumble. He had 8 carries on 54 yards. Zach Flowers had 5 receptions, 115, 1 touchdown. You know.
And that Ravens defense wasn't the defense we've seen all year.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. Kansas City had 4 sacks. Tranquil had 8 tackles. He was their leading tackler. Snead had 5. They had 1 pick. Deion Bush had a lone pick. And, of course, Butker was 1 for 1, a 52-yard field goal he hit. And then, of course, on the other side of that, Justin Tucker was 1 for 1 at 43 with his long. Hamilton had 9 tackles, 2 assists.
Speaking of Justin Tucker, you see the pregame antics where Patrick Mahomes was warming up and Travis Kelce took his helmet and all his gear and threw it in the end zone. So Patrick Mahomes going up.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that. And I was talking to people, you know, after that game before the other game started, and they were saying, well, he was in the wrong end zone. He was this, he was that. Well, if that was the case, how come Kelce or whoever that was that kept messing with the stuff, why couldn't they just be professional and come over and be like, hey, Bubba, you're in the wrong area? I mean, you know, I don't get that, why they had to do all that extra stuff, because Justin Tucker is an all-pro, you know, pro bowler, right? Like, he don't just I don't think he willy-nilly went out to the wrong end zone and was like, let me see if I can mess with these guys. And he kept trying, like, so I don't know. I would like somebody that's in the NFL get more into that, figure out why was he in the other end zone, you know? And then when he tried to move his stuff and put the thing, some other guy grabbed some more stuff. And then they said, well, then there was the altercation with the Raven guy that threw the swing before the game or whatever it was. That was a little extra. But then when the game started, Travis Kelce, after the Bills game, Travis Kelce and Jones and some other players, the Bills guys, they started throwing snowballs and what have you, and so they start flipping them off and waving at them. And I'm just thinking, as a professional, it's like, come on, man, just be a little more, you know. But I think that's the Chiefs showing their inexperience, I guess, on they'd be able to handle heckling, because they're not. This is their first time ever on the road. They've never had to go on the road in 5 seasons.
Nope.
So. They're not used to getting snowballs or get told you suck in the playoffs, I guess. But to me, it just seemed like when they weren't the well-oiled machine scoring 30-40 on you, winning every game, getting a loss or 2 a season like they had in the past, you know, they just didn't handle losing well. Like when Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's at the press conferences, you know, crying about calls and, you know. It just, they're better than that. That's just my point, you know.
Yeah, and it's like earlier in the season where the Chiefs and the Bills played each other and Kadarius Toney was lined up offsides. And instead of shaking Josh Allen's hand, he shook it and said, man, that call was basically crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, why can't you just take it for what it is and come out and play a better game the next time? Why you got to – I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, Mahomes did it to Josh Allen, as you know, that they both complained about it. And if that call's not called, then the other team's aggravated, right? He had done it four other times, and the ref, they all said he never once checked with us. He never checked it. Hey, because all they got to do is look over and ask, and they'll tell you. And they never did it. He never did it. And so they're like, this one's this is blatantly, they let you ride the other four times. Man, we got to get you on this one. But it does suck when the refs get involved at the end of games. So I could see the frustration on the Kansas City side. But the Bills would be irate if that call wasn't called.
And the thing of the matter is, if the only call I thought was complete crap this year was the Lions reporting eligible and they reported the wrong man.
Oh. Yeah, that was bad for them. That was bad. Yeah. I'll have to agree with you on that one. That was probably the worst call of the year.
Right.
And that's why that 58 and 2 got – said, no, y'all ain't going to officiate in the playoffs this year.
Yeah. You know what I didn't understand going in, as far as refs are concerned, I didn't understand, like, the Chiefs game, the crew that they put on there,
the crew that they
put out there, the head coach, he gave up 60% of his calls would go against home teams. So why would you put that head official – you know what I'm saying? In a playoff game of this magnitude, when he's got a 60% chance of throwing flags against a home team or an away team, it don't matter who, you know, it's just like, I know one's going to be one way or the other, but they were 0-for-3 to the Ravens. They already had 3 penalties to right as the half was ending, and then they got those 2 blatant holding calls for Kansas City, so it was 3-2. But I do think they still, I think they still had 9 penalties. I do believe they still ended with 3 penalties for Kansas City and 9 for the Ravens for 95 yards and only 30 yards for Kansas City. But some of them were stupid, like what you were talking about, TJ, the taunting call. Like, that's so dumb. Why would you got to throw a flag for that, right? So outside of stuff like that, that was just like some of it was ticky-tack because everybody knows there's offensive or there's illegal hands to the face. There's a hold on every call. It's just when they choose to throw the flag, and most of the time it seems like, as of late in the last several years, the refs have been involved in games of deciding who wins and loses.
This year has been the worst, man. We can make a whole segment on our podcast about officiating this year, pros and college. It has been complete trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ravens allowed 4 sacks to Kansas City, only allowed 2. They had 2 fumbles and 1 pick. Kansas City had no fumbles, no picks. Time of possession was 37 minutes to Ravens' 22 minutes. That's wow. I mean, not on the field, you can't score, right? You know, they punted 4 times, 5 times for the Ravens. Kansas City punted 6 times. Ravens were 2-for-2 on 4th. They were 1-for-2 on 4th, Kansas City. They were 3-of-11 on 3rd down. They were 8-of-18. Kansas City was on 3rd down. So 319 total yards to Ravens of 336. They didn't score in the second. Like I said, the second half, they had opportunity after opportunity to win that game. So Kansas City held on and won, and they rightfully should have. I mean, you had 2 quarters to win. Some records were broke. They tied the record of Rich Gannon's, like I was saying earlier when the show started, 11 straight receptions, and then Travis Kelce broke Jerry Rice's record. Yeah.
Yep.
When you're in the elite, you're in the names of Jerry Rice. I mean, you know.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, I think Travis Kelce should have got put in the last game of the season to get 16 yards, so he could have had his eighth consecutive 1,000-yard season. I don't know why they wouldn't have done that, but whatever.
And I tell you what, back to the MVP conversation, I don't think Lamar should win it.
I do. I think he does.
To be honest with you, I am high on this Brock Purdy guy. He has put more numbers out this year than Lamar Jackson has. Better numbers.
Yeah.
Pass the ball.
Yeah. Best winning percentage of playoff history, Bart Starr, and then at 9-1, and then Patrick Mahomes at 14-3. Then Jim Plunkett, Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, Tom Brady, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
So he's number two at 824 win percentage in the playoffs. You know, I wish the MVP would be done as a whole. Like, if you think about MLB, like
yeah.
they give it, you know, how many times did Mike Trout win it and their team didn't even make the playoffs for the last – they had Ohtani and Mike Trout for all these years and didn't make one playoff. Like, so he's the MVP.
Yeah,
so
kind of a joke.
Yeah. But Jared Goff could – you know, he had the most yards for the season. You know, he could have been up there for MVP, but Lamar, I think he'll be unanimous. I think he'll be first or second unanimous ever or something like that. But who knows? This might I don't know. They might give somebody else a nod, not give him unanimous because he choked in the playoffs, even though you're not supposed to base off playoff performance.
Well, no, but, you know, it has to count for something.
Yeah. I do. I think it should be a total – if they say – well, that's why you have the playoff. You have the Super Bowl MVP, and then you know that's why it's different. Than no, I think you should. Why can't you have both? Why can't you have
famous,
the year MVP?
Yeah. I hate to quote a famous coach, ball player, like, the playoffs. Really? Playoffs? Playoffs?
Yeah.
My
sure.
thing is, I wish the MVP award wasn't just position based. You know. Yeah, they got Christian McCaffrey as a finalist, but a running back ain't going to win it. It's always been a quarterback.
For the last 20-whatever years, you know, it's been that way. Because there's been many years that a defensive guy could have got it.
Yeah. T.J. Watt, for sure, where he broke Michael Strahan's sack record or tied it. What was it, 22 and a half sacks in one season?
Yes.
I think that's the most, yes.
And he tied it, and I think he should have won it. Or any time a running back hits 2,000 yards rushing, I think they should win it. 2,000 yards rushing in a season is ridiculous.
Yeah, the last time a non quarterback position player won it was in 2012. Was Adrian Peterson, and then yeah, Sean Alexander, Adrian Peterson. Did what?
Didn't Charles Woodson win a MVP once?
Yeah,
he was the only. I think he was the only defensive player to win it. I do believe. But Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Sean Alexander. Since 1999 are the only positions other than a quarterback. Since 99.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Brett Favre and Barry Sanders shared it in 97 and 98, Terrell Davis. But I think he should have won that straight out. You know, Barry Sanders should have in 97. But Brett Favre was hot from 95 through 98, so they gave it to him back-to-back. So
didn't Steve McNair and Manning share it once?
Yeah.
And then you got two quarterbacks sharing the MVP
yeah.
honors.
Yeah, in 2003.
I mean, I get it. A quarterback helps you win teams. A quarterback helps you win games, but I mean, it ain't just on the quarterback. Quarterback don't go out there and play defense. It's always said defense wins championships.
Can't win if you don't score, though. as the case may be.
No, I take that back. It wasn't Charles. With Charles Woodson.
That's probably MVP.
Lawrence Taylor.
That was probably
do what?
Charles Woodson. I'm thinking he beat out Peyton Manning and then for the Heisman.
Correct. That's what confused me. Yeah. Charles Woodson was the Heisman. Lawrence Taylor won MVP. Lawrence Taylor, so here's a good one for you. Lawrence Taylor, no one, a rookie's never won it, and they were saying about, you know, I guess, was Brock Park, is he a rookie this year? Is he considered a rookie?
No, this is the second year.
Second year, but don't, how many games did he play? That's what I'm saying, because some people can be considered a rookie if you only played, like, 1 minute or something, you know what I mean? So
drafted last year, and he played like half the season last year.
Okay. Well, there's some guy, I'm drawing a blank, but anyway, he'd only played like, I don't know, it was some minutes, and so his rookie official year was this year. Whatever. Maybe it's an NBA thing, I'm not real sure. But anyway, the rookies to win MVP was Jim Brown and LT.
Oh, yeah.
So they're the only two to do it. So you think about
right.
that, the MVP, the best among, you know, what to be a rookie to do that. So that just tells you, which LT was a beast, and so was Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Jim Brown was.
I mean, Jim Brown.
I want to mention, I have a show of my own on Saturday afternoons. I take it you're in the Central Time Zone, correct?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
All right, then, in your case, the show is 3 to 5 in your time on Saturdays. It's p.m., the name of the show is called the Enhanced Sports Show. We handle everything in the world of sports. Yeah, well, almost everything. The number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat it again, 512-543-4662, because I always welcome new callers, and I hope you get a chance to call in, because we will recap the
Enhanced.
Super Bowl. And Enhanced. With an E.
Okay, Enhanced Sports Show. Gotcha. I'm writing it down. That way I don't forget.
Right.
Because I will definitely tune in. Well, you know,
right.
We appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you hanging out. We're about to wrap up here as well.
Okay.
You know, we're going to try to run our show in between 60 to 90 minutes. And, you know,
right.
if we go a little long at times, we might. And we're just over 60 minutes now. So, yeah, we
right.
appreciate
right.
you listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in. And we will definitely give your podcast a shout out, a follow, and stuff like that.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Tony, are you still on the line? A while ago, I thought he was gone. He was muted, so I didn't.
He's probably still muted.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
There he is. Well, Tony, we appreciate you being here, too.
And most definitely,
you know, we'll be on here Sundays, 8:30 Central. Want to thank the people that's called in tonight. You guys are awesome. I honestly didn't think anybody would call in on our first show, or let alone the first maybe 100. Who knows? You know. Because I'm new, you know, this is the first podcast me and TJ have ever done, and didn't know how all this radio stuff works. And because me and TJ have done different live feeds and stuff, you know, and so we know the ins and outs about that, but this is different. This is cool.
This
you know.
Has been like a – we've been trying to do something like this for the longest now, and it feels great.
Yeah, I want to definitely want to thank – you know, 110 Nation Sports for having the platform. It's real simple. You know, the platform is easy to use. It's to get going. That was my thing was, is me and TJ would always bounce back and forth. How do we get it? You know, what do we need to do this? How do we broadcast to this? How do we put it on this page or this, you know, like, so to know that this, we found 110 Nation Sports. It's awesome. Again, shout out to Jason, shout out to Jared for Jason gave us the time slot and Jared producing it for us tonight. We're going to talk about an array of things too, sports, you know, today was just AFC games, you know, and we did talk a little bit about college football, you know, so just kind of winged it. but I think it went well. I think it went well, you know, Lou and Chris being the callers, you know, hope you guys have a blessed night, you know? You got anything else, Tony? You got anything else you want to say before you cut out of here?
Yeah. Mate, I just want to say thank y'all for doing this, and y'all had, I think for the first night, it went very, very well. You know, you gotta accept some callers gonna, like some new callers, whoever, you never know who. It could be Sam. Hey, Sam could call in and talk about baseball with y'all. You know, it might get off topic, but then again.
I kind of like it that way, you know. That was pretty smooth tonight.
Guys, they brought me back on here for just a second. Once again, I want to give you guys a big thank you. Y'all did an awesome job tonight. You had a great producer on the backdrop. Me and Jared were working together feverishly as we, you know, figure out the direction that y'all show's going. And we're just, you know, man, there's so many things that could fail in the very first show, and you guys seem to have hit a home run here. And it was smooth, and, you know, you had people who were already calling in. That's great, man. Those are some of the hardest shows to produce. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. But all in all, guys, y'all got an A-plus from us, and we look forward to working with y'all later on down the road and stuff. And just keep that sports talk up, man. It was amazing tonight, man. I had a great time just listening. Thank y'all.
I appreciate it, man. We really do.
Thank you. Thank you. So with that being said, we're going to cut out of here. We'll see you guys next Sunday. 8:30 Central, when you're out and about, don't look down on nobody unless you're helping them up, you know. I like to tell people that, you know. So we'll let you guys go, and we will see you guys next time.
Y'all have an amazing week.
Talk to y'all later.